more Idaho Matters right now. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This Friday, four women, along with their support team, will begin a 1,000-mile journey to bring awareness to the issue posed by four Lower Snake River dams and one Stebnite mine in order to help save Idaho salmon from extinction. Their conservation campaign will use skis and paddles and follow the natural migration path of the salmon all the way from source to sea. Now, along the way, they hope to connect with the surrounding communities and start conversations about the threats that are facing endangered salmon species. So joining us live today to talk more about their mission is science writer and professional kayaker Brooke Hess, as well as filmmaker and river guide Aliyah Payne. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Thank you. Hello.
Thanks so much for having us.
And Aliyah, I should say, I mispronounced your first name. It's Aliyah. So my apologies.
No problem.
Can we start out by telling a little bit about the history of the salmon here in the Salmon River, maybe for folks that don't know all of that? And Brooke, maybe you can answer that question.
Yeah, good question. So I actually wrote my master's thesis on this topic. And when I was in the research mode researching this, I interviewed Vice Chairman Shannon Wheeler of the Nez Perce tribe, the Nimiipuu people. And he spoke of stories, oral history from his ancestors and how his grandmother would talk about the historic salmon runs that used to happen on the South Fork of the Salmon. And he described it as tidal waves coming up the river, as if the river was walking backwards because there were so many salmon returning to Idaho in mass numbers to spawn. And since the 19th century, those numbers have declined significantly. And since the four lower Snake River dams were built, the numbers have declined by 99%. And we are at a point now where last year in 2021, there were four wild adult sockeye salmon that returned to Stanley Basin.
That's it. Four.
Four. Yes, four. You can count it on one hand.
So, Brooke, what are the other threats then facing the salmon? I mean, as you said, your belief is that the dams are impacting the salmon, but are there other threats as well?
Yeah. So the dams are a huge one that scientists point to as being the significant cause of declining salmon populations. But another large threat that we are focusing our project on is the Stibnite Gold Project, which is the proposed reopening of the Stibnite Gold Mine, which is at the headwaters of the East Fork of the South Fork of the Salmon, which is basically at the headwaters of this entire river drainage. And if something goes wrong with the mine, if tailings let loose, if there's an avalanche, if there's an earthquake and tailings break free, that could be a major, major harm. It'll have majorly harmful effects on the salmon populations and the steelhead populations. And also the mine in general is going to increase water temperature. It's going to erase their spawning habitat for the time that they are mining there. It's a huge threat that we're really, really concerned about.
And Brooke, you mentioned talking with the Nez Perce tribe. How have surrounding communities, including Native American tribes, been impacted by the changes in the salmon population?
Hugely. I don't want to speak for them, but I have spoken with them, and salmon are a huge part of their culture. They harvest salmon for food. They use salmon for ceremony. They worship salmon. And the declines it's just a huge impact on their culture, on their lives, on the ability to feed themselves, feed their families. And it's a huge impact. But with that, the tribes have been leading the charge to recover these salmon populations. They are the driving force behind trying to get these four lower Snake River dams removed. And so we're super grateful to be riding on the coattails of the tribes and learning from them in this process.
So Aliyah, I'd like to bring you into the conversation. And can you tell us a little bit more about the team that the two of you will be traveling with? I mean, how did you all come together? Have you done a trip like this before?
That's a good question. You know, this is, I think, going to be a once in a lifetime kind of trip. It's not really the type of thing that you do very often. So it's going to be about a 2.5 month journey. Hopefully we'll see how it all goes. But there are 4 women right now who are doing it, which is something that we're really excited about, to have an all women team, as well as a whole bunch of support member team members on land, including some men who are also amazing. But the team originally came about. So Brooke and one of our other team members, Libby, had talked about doing this in a double whitewater kayak. And I think that they thought it was going to be a much smaller adventure with just the two of them and some GoPros. As Brooke mentioned, this is something that she's done a lot of academic work on already, as well as Libby. They both just recently got their master's theses. And so they definitely were coming at it with that mindset. But eventually they realized that they might kill each other in a double kayak, and they wanted to kind of expand it into something a little bit bigger. And so that's where I got brought onto the team with my filmmaking background, as well as whitewater and science. And so I came onto the team as a filmmaker, and then eventually we decided to add a 4th team member, Haley. And Haley is in the Coast Guard. She also has a fisheries biology background.
Oh, wow.
And it's just a really, really strong set of skills that are coming together, as well as some old friendships and some new.
So Aya, talk about this, the trip itself, because you are traveling from source to sea. So first explain what exactly that is and what that will look like.
Yeah, absolutely. So the idea is starting at the very headwaters of this watershed and making it all the way to the Pacific Ocean. So what that means for us is we're going about 1,000 miles, which is pretty crazy, kind of hard for us to imagine as well. We're going to be launching in just a few days. So we're right on the verge of actually trying to make this thing happen. But along the way, we're going to be going down the Salmon River. We're actually doing 3 different forks, so 3 different headwaters. So the Middle Fork, the main Salmon, and then also the East Fork, South Fork into the South Fork. All of those funneling into the main Salmon, and then eventually to the Snake and the Columbia River and out to the ocean. So obviously we're going to be seeing a lot of change along the way, starting in some pretty serious whitewater and then ending up with a whole lot of slogging through flat water down near those dams, and then eventually all the way out to the Pacific. And one thing that we're really excited about is along the way, we are going to be having a lot of events as well, connecting with community members, connecting with tribes, and really trying to get the word out about these issues.
If you're just joining the conversation, we're talking with Brooke Hess and Aya Payne about their upcoming 1,000-mile journey, which will start in the Salmon River and then end in the Pacific Ocean. How do you prepare for something like this? And Brooke, maybe you can answer that.
Oh, geez. Well, I have been kayaking for nearly 20 years. I've been kayaking as a professional kayaker for almost 10 years. And so, like, the kayaking is not the most stressful part for me. The most stressful part for me is probably, like, the mindset. Like, just, it's going to take nearly 3 months. And so that's been, I don't really know how to prepare for that. But obviously, I've been spending time in the gym, lifting weights. I've been trying to gain some weight, drinking a lot of protein shakes. But like, I mean, one of the bigger things is logistics. I've been kayaking more than half my life, and I don't think I've ever had a kayaking trip that involved any spreadsheets. And this trip involves over 35 spreadsheets.
Wow.
So it's kind of a logistics nightmare, but we're making it through, and we finally get to go kayaking this weekend. I'm very excited.
And Aya, you mentioned that you came on board originally as a filmmaker, and there is a film that's going to be made about your journey and the salmon populations. Talk to us about that and kind of your hopes for what this film will do.
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, it's going to be a short film, not a feature length. So there's kind of a lot to fit in there. But I think that there's kind of 2 parts in my mind. There's going to be the expedition, and then there's going to be the post-production and the creation of the film. And part of the reason that I see this somewhat separated is because there's this big political decision around the Lower Snake River dams that is set to come out right around the time our journey ends. And so we're definitely going to be driving action around this decision coming out of Washington State with Patty Murray and Jay Inslee, where they're deciding whether or not they want to recommend to on a federal level to breach these dams. And so we're driving action while we're on the river through social media and through these events. But then for the film, it's going to be somewhat of a story told after the fact, depending on what sort of decision comes out there. But that being said, it is an ongoing battle. These are ongoing stories. And so I'm just really hoping that we can use our little piece of this story to help spread the word and help continue to tell these really important environmental stories. I think we're very aware of the things that we are not experts on. You know, we're four white women who have a lot of academic and whitewater background in these subjects. And so that's the story that we can bring to tell here. But that being said, I think it's really important to be including the voices of other community members along the way. And so gathering those interviews, especially with tribal members who are really leading this battle as we go and bringing those voices into the story, feels like a super important part of this environmental journey that we're taking.
You know, and Brooke, beyond raising awareness around the current dangers that face salmon, what impact are you hoping that this project will have?
That's a really good question. I just think, like, overall, and a major impact beyond the salmon populations of the Snake River Basin would just be, like, thinking about our planet more and thinking about how we can work to live with our planet rather than, like, taking from it, you know? Mm-hmm. And because with further impacts of climate change, like, we just really need to start thinking about these things more.
Yeah. Alya, now you've mentioned a couple of times in the interview that you're going to have events along the way so you can interact with the public, you know, maybe bring some educational opportunities to folks. So if people want to get involved, you know, if they want to come to the events or maybe they want to learn more, what's the best way for them to get involved if they're interested in this?
Yeah, thanks so much for asking. I think probably the best kind of central hub is going to be our website, which is great. It's just salmonsourcetosea.com. That's also the same as our Instagram, but that's really the center of everything. You can find ways to take action on these issues, as well as you can find some links to the events that are happening along the way. There's quite a lot going on. And we would love to have community members come out and join us. Also, if people are excited about donating or volunteering, you can find all the links to that information, as well as more information about these issues that we're talking about on that website.
Well, I am just starting to follow you right now on social media. So I can, I want to follow your journey. I want to see how this goes. Best of luck to you on this journey. I mean, what an undertaking. This should be, you said, 2.5 or 3.5 months to do this.
About 2.5 to 3 months. We don't know exactly how many days.
We'll see how it goes.
Right. Well, honestly, good luck to you. What a way to bring awareness to this. So we will definitely be looking forward to following your journey.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. We've been talking with Brooke Hess and Alya Payne about their upcoming trip to help protect as well as raise awareness of the shrinking salmon populations in the Snake River Basin. Remember, you can follow them on social media and see how the journey goes as they launch on Friday. As they said, should take about 2.5 to 3 months. Up next, creating joy, compassion, and healing all through dance.